All right, so any circuit that has a hot wire once the ignition is on is okay. And then you run it over to a relay which engages the hot side of the radio, correct?
I fuse both, you know, because the rigs come with fuse on the ground because you don't want any hot going in anywhere if there's a shortage condition, right? So I fuse both sources going to that relay that's going to feed in. Then it covers the relay, covers the radio, covers everything. And it needs a ground. The relay needs a ground, so there's a ground there for that. For the coil within the relay, and it's a Bosch clone relay, and then you've got to look because they try to pass off those sockets as a 30 amp socket, and so we had to shop around to get the actual 30 amp socket, but that's a standard, you know, like a Bosch headlight relay is what it is.
Now that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I put in auxiliary lights on my car and had to do the same. So now I completely understand what you're doing and really appreciate you helping out Gary there. He is very eager to do what we're doing, and thank you very much for that.
Alternate fuel system stuff, and a lot of the components need a continuous duty rated circuit, and I automate them with floats, stainless steel floats that will hold pressure, temperature, and things like that. So for fuel modifications, they're great, very low draw, and they've got a diode on the feedback of it, so it doesn't, you don't get the spike, you don't get the spike back on those. Plus it protects the silver-coated points within that mechanical relay. And I use solid-state relays for things, too, because I have to build incubators because I don't want to spend $200, $300 for a snake incubator or bee incubator. When I do my bees, I have to have an incubator to finish off my queen cells.
Okay, I understand. I might contact you or maybe at the club meeting to get that Bosch clone and the socket for it. That could be really helpful. Now, I'm going to ignore the comment you made about a bee incubator because we've got to put another box on. And I've already gotten in as far as I want to go with bees, and we're having fun with our bees, so now I've got another person I can ask for advice. All right, I'm getting close to work, so I'm going to wind it down here. For identification, this is NEDLJN.
John, hey, I believe you said it's Larry. Yeah, it's Larry for sure. Have a good afternoon, and don't let them work you too hard, and... Yeah, I do. My focus is queen rearing, and with the laboratory equipment I have right now, I can theoretically do up to 550 queens per day. But I don't have, I've got 3D printed files for taking the queen insemination units, but I don't, haven't got around to it. The Chinese ones are 2,000. And the German ones are 10,000 for the artificial insemination units. It's above my pay grade right now. 7-3, Larry, have a good afternoon. This is KV800E.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. This is NADLJN. Clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.